Tanya for the 26th of Kislev, second day of Hanukkah, is on in chapter 3 in Perek Gimel on page 14. The number at the bottom of the page is 12. We are at approximately the middle of the page after the Rebbe has explained how the mother and the father, which is Chochmah and Bina, give birth to the emotions, which is love of God and fear of God and so on. It's actually only six lines from the top. Because the intelligence of the intelligent soul, when it thinks deeply, contemplates deeply the greatness of God, how he fills all the world and surrounds the world, and all existence is as nothing before him. These are three levels and a high insight into God's greatness. World is one level, is that God fills the world. Even a higher level, that he transcends the world, and a higher level even than that, that the whole world is not significant at all, not even in transcending it. So in thinking about these three levels, there is born and aroused, a feeling of the fear of his greatness in the mind and thought, to be afraid and to be ashamed of God's greatness, which is endless and infinite, God's greatness. So from thinking about God's greatness, one develops in the mind and in thought a fear and a shame of God's greatness, and an awe of God in the heart, so that the mind and the heart are filled with fear, vishuv, and then yislahev libe bi'av azar kedish pe'esh, then the heart is filled with a flaming love, b'chasheka v'chafetza, with a longing and a desire, uchuka and a thirst, the nefesh shekeka l'gdulas ein sev baruch hu, with a longing soul for the God, for the greatness of God, in other words, a desire to become closer, v'hi kleis ha-nefesh, and this is the expiring of the soul, where the soul expires to God, wants to leave the body and cleave to God. Kedachsiv, as it says, nichsifa v'gam kolso nafshi, my soul longs and expires, uchsiv tzoma nafshi lelikim, my soul thirsts for God, uchsiv tzoma l'cho nafshi, my soul thirsts for you. These three verses that the Rebbe brings corresponds to the three levels of God's greatness. If one contemplates the greatness of God in that he fills the world, then the result is nichsifa v'gam kolso nafshi, and as the verse concludes, l'chatzres Hashem, to God's chatzer, to God's courtyard. In other words, he sees the greatness of God within the world, and so he longs and thirsts and expires to that part of God that is within the world. Then, if he contemplates the greatness of God in that God transcends the world, then tzoma nafshi lelikim, not to chatzes Hashem, not to the courtyard of God, but rather to God himself, to Elikim. Elikim being the source of creation. Then if he contemplates the third level of God's greatness, and that is that to God all of existence is as nothing, then he reaches the highest level of yearning, and that is tzomo l'cho nafshi, that he thirsts to God himself, directly in first person, l'cho, not only to the name Elikim, but to God himself. V'hatzimoin hum yiseid ha'esha b'nefesh olikis. And this thirsting, meaning the intensity of love, comes from the element of fire of the godly soul. The element of fire in the animal soul produces anger and arrogance, whereas the element of fire of the godly soul produces the intensity of love for God. Ukameshikosuv hativim, and as the scientists have written, v'chein hu be'etz chayim, and you find this also in Kabbalah in Etz Chayim, sheyiseid ha'esh hu belev, that the element of fire is in the heart. Umokir hamayim v'haleches mehameach, and the origin of water or fluid is in the brain. Kumeshikosuv be'etz chayim shal nun, as it says in Etz Chayim shal nun, shehi b'chinas chochma shenikra mayim shebenefesh olikis. And this, the element of water, is the chochma that in the godly soul is called water. V'shar hamideis, and then the other emotions, because he's only mentioned love and fear, he mentions fear first, because for most people, in their approach to God, they experience fear first and then come to love, even though love is a higher emotion. So the other emotions, all of them, all the other emotions are derivatives of love and fear, or branches of love and fear, as will be explained elsewhere. So from the Chachma and Bina, the understanding on the levels of Chachma and Bina of God's greatness, this produces, gives birth to the emotions love and fear, which are the primary emotions, and with them and through them to all the other emotions as well. What is the role of Das, the third mental faculty? So the Rebbe says, V'hadas hu miloshein v'ha'odam yoda eschava. Das implies attachment. As it says, Odam nu chava, and they begat children. So the knowing, the word yoda, means attachment, adjoining. And this means, the term das means attachment and union, adjoining. And in the mind, what is the role of das? That his mind becomes strongly attached with a very strong attachment, and he implants his thought strongly and deeply, Bigdulas Einsev Baruch Hu, on this greatness of God, which he has already understood and grasped on the levels of Chochma and Bina, Ve'einei Masiach Daitei, and he doesn't remove it from his mind at all. That's called Das. Das means the attachment that the mind makes to the subject that is understood. Ki af mishehu chocham v'novin, Bigdulas Einsev Baruch Hu, because even one who is very wise and intelligent in the greatness of God, he has chokhmah and bina in the subject of God's greatness, hineim le yikasher daite v'yiska machshavte b'chezek u'b'hasmodo, if he doesn't attach his mind and he doesn't connect deeply and diligently with the subject, he will not give birth within himself, within his own soul, to a true love and fear. He will give rise, he will give birth to imaginary or fleeting emotions. The love and the fear will be there, but they won't be lasting or viable love and fear. The Alkein Hadas hu kiyum hamidis v'chayusam. So the conclusion is that Das is the stability of the emotions, and it is what maintains them and gives them vitality, gives them life. Because without the Das, the emotions will be generated, but they will not have strength, stability, or energy. They will be imaginary, fleeting emotions. The who, and this Das, in its influence on emotions, is kailu chesed u'gvura, it contains both kindness and severity, which means Ava v'anteha, love and its branches, v'yira v'anteha, and fear and its branches, because chesed produces love and gvura produces fear. In the Hayyim Yom, for the 26th of Kislev, the second day of Hanukkah, the Rebbe writes that on Shabbos Mevarchim, when the new month is blessed, Hasidim should get together in shul early in the morning to say the entire Tillim. Afterwards, we should study a Maimer Hasidus for about an hour, one that everyone can understand, and then daven. The time to Fabring is to be determined according to the circumstances of the places where Hasidim live. They should be successful there material and spiritually. After concluding the Tillim on Shabbos Mevarchim, we say the Kaddish Yosem, the mourner's Kaddish, and if there is a Yartzeit or a mourner, you say Kaddish after each of the five sections of the Tillim. And this is a day for Fabringen. We start saying Talu Motor, and the Menorah is lit after Havdolah, but before V'yitin Lecha. In Shul, however, the Menorah is lit before Havdolah.